Yeah. Give me the news. I got a bad case. Love this. Oh, boy. Yeah, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has a bad case of loving Lauren Sanchez.
He does.
That you may have seen, along with intimate pictures. Ew.
Did that leak? The pictures, too?
I haven't seen the picture. I don't want to see the pictures. I doubt they did. But his sexting did. Quote, I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon.
What?
Just help us. Dr. Laura Berman, renowned sex therapist. I can't say enough about her. She's just fantastic, and we're so happy she's joining the show.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for joining the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Long time. How's things?
Things are good.
Good, good.
There's always sex.
I can't complain.
There's always sex to talk about.
Always. Like my husband says, it's the gift that keeps on going.
God bless.
God bless you. Wow. Not to get personal or anything, but what's up with this guy?
Yeah, you know, I feel really bad for him because he's a geeky techno, nerd who did not intend those messages to go public. And it's how it's how he's flirting with his girlfriend. I think it's actually very interesting. It's sort of like the reverse of it's like a shotgun divorce, because I feel like they knew this news was going to break, and that's why they announced the divorce last week before this all came out. And evidently, the spouses of both of those who were, of him and his girlfriend, both knew about the affair and my story is that this was coming out. They knew it was coming out and they decided to announce divorce, but that's neither here nor there. I honestly think people are being too hard on the guy. And if we looked at most people's romantic sex or texts, we would all be mortified or embarrassed. Yeah. And most women, if you ask them, they don't, unless it's like from their husband or your partner or serious relationship, they're not going to, they don't necessarily love the really graphic pictures and comments and content that men prefer,
Know your audience. Just know your audience.
Yeah. They're thinking like a guy. They're thinking, if I was a guy, I would want a picture of my genitals, so I'm going to send it to her.
Okay, so Doc, what does a woman want in a sexting conversation? Let's go there.
We don't want to see your junk.
Okay, you don't see the junk.
We do not.
What do you want to see? A rose? You want to see the picture of a rose?
It has a purpose,
He wasn't too off base. It was a little awkward and geeky, but it's about letting her know that you think she's gorgeous and sexy and that you're thinking about her and you want to seduce her.
But that's just texting. That's not sexting. That's just texting. I'm texting words.
But to some people, this is sexting.
Yes. It's making, the woman's main sexual organ is between her ears. That is a very real thing.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, whoa. What is she going to say?
Between her ears.
Ooh, okay. So a good head massage helps. You know what I love about all this, though? This is what I love about this. Here's the richest guy, I think, on the planet.
Well, he was.
Yep. He was.
Until the divorce.
Yeah. He has zero game. It exposes his inability.
Poor little thing.
Right? And then the best part of this is he's just a dude. At the end of the day, he's just a dude who's horny.
Yeah. That's it.
Exactly. And I think, it was his awkward, I was having this whole story in my head that they didn't want to say I love you to death, right? So they had some little stupid inside joke, I love you alive, right? And that became a little stupid personal joke. And who would say, if you saw the stupid text I send my husband or my friends or inside jokes, they would, I'm open about the fact that I'm a dork, but they would think I was a dork, if anyone read it, it's embarrassing.
I think good sexting versus bad sex, it's all subjective. And again, it's you have to know who.
And it's knowing your audience, and it's also about your intention. I think women need to know that, for most guys, they want something more graphic. And when they send you that picture of their junk, the reason they're doing it is because they think you're going to send one back. You know, because women always ask me, why? Why did he send me that?
Show me
and
something
I'm like, because
back.
He was hoping.
It's
yeah, he
so
was hoping that
school.
Would inspire you to give it back. Like, I mean, there's no way.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Is there no way that you, I mean, listen, I'd love to throw this out there to the listeners. 312-981-7200. Any female listeners, would you encourage your significant partner to send you junk shots?
I'd be shocked if anybody does.
I mean, would that turn a woman on?
Or, I mean, yeah, like, would you actively be excited? I think the question is, would you be really excited to get a picture of your partner's junk or even your new date's junk?
Because,
which
again,
happens just as often.
It's quite functional. It's a lovely thing. And I...
Yeah, we don't mind it.
Yes, I'm talking about junk. So it's a good...
We have nothing against junk.
They don't necessarily look in a picture on your phone like the best. I don't know. There's just something about...
And it's also not what turns us on. What turns us on is the person attached to the junk.
Yes.
True. You know, and what he's going to do with the junk and how well he uses his junk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's not about the actual... junk.
Yeah. No, we've seen it before. I don't need to see a picture. I know what it looks like.
All right, so more theater of the mind for the woman. And the guy pretty much still wants to see boobs and butts,
right? All about the junk, yeah.
So visual. Yeah. Well, if anybody has a question for Dr. Laura about the do's and don'ts of sexting, if you're in a long-term committed relationship, or if you're new to dating, or you're in a new relationship, if you have any questions for Dr. Laura, give us a call. 312-981-7200. Let's use Frank as an example.
Okay.
He's in a long-term
marriage.
Right. So any advice for people in a long-term marriage?
Yeah. Can sexting be kind of considered flirting as time goes
by? Definitely. Yes, it can inject a lot of spice into the relationship. It's really easy to get lazy and complacent in those long-term relationships. And so, you know, in your case, you're not going to want to send your wife suddenly a picture of, you know, your body.
She'd be like,
right?
Who sent this to me?
You're going to want to send
sure
it, you know, you're going to want to tell.
Sorry.
Oh,
hey, that might work if I send her some other guy's junk. She might get excited by that.
Yeah, maybe.
Or weird it out by, like, what are you doing taking pictures of other guy's junk?
Yeah, no,
that's weird.
That could backfire.
They have a challenge right now for you that's out there on social media to copy and paste one of Jeff Bezos' sex to your partner with no explanation and see how they respond.
Oh, seriously?
Was there pictures with this, or is this just all text?
No, you just literally do send the same thing he sent with no explanation to your partner
and send it
to them and see what they
say. I mean him. Like, did Jeff Bezos send any, like, weird pictures of himself?
I don't think those were
I'm aware
public.
Of. No.
I
don't think he's smart enough to do that.
The story says, along with intimate pictures.
He
texted. So how does it's all part of the term.
So, like, all right, here's something he said, right? I mean, he was once again awkward about it, and people have been heckling him like crazy about it. But when he said something like, I'm going to show you how much I love you, or I'm going to seduce you or drive you wild or something with my eyes and my mouth and my body, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that was an awkward kind of way to say it, but like saying something like the intention behind that and the message behind that is like, I want to seduce you. I want to relish in your body. I want to let you know how loved and how amazing I think you are and how much you turn me on. Like, that's the kind of thing your wife or your girlfriend wants to get from you.
It's about you and it's sweet and... Wait, did we find someone?
We did find someone, and there's more out there, too. 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Courtney. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Courtney, you like the junk pics?
I do, very much.
Yes.
I've been with them for 4 years, and
You don't mind, or do you, like, really, like, get excited when you get one?
I like them, and I occasionally ask for them.
I'm afraid to ask why.
Good girl, Courtney.
But Mike has already used the dump button once tonight. So
keep your finger on it, Mike.
Get ready, Mike. So Courtney, realizing that, you know, we're on the air, what exactly do you like about the pictures?
I just like it because, you know, he's getting excited to me, so Did she dump her? No.
She's just breaking up. Courtney, you're still there?
She actually broke up, and maybe it saved us. Maybe it was a blessing.
Yeah. I think my guess is what she's about to say, which is perfect, and that makes a lot of sense, is that it's not really about seeing his thing. It's about the fact that he's getting really excited about being with her and that he's excited around her.
In air
and, like,
quotes.
Here's the evidence.
Courtney, you still there? Is that true?
Oh.
I mean, it is true, but it's still enjoying a picture that he sends.
Yeah. And then does he do it knowing that you enjoy it, or does he also expect something in return as far as a picture goes?
He sometimes thinks of it as a chore because I ask for the pictures.
Oh my God, I have to send her another picture of my junk.
I mean, I dig Courtney, man. She's like my kind of gal. Like, I think my wife is kind of like that, too. Like, she's down for
stuff.
She doesn't
mind
it? No.
Well, then we got a text from 312.
Listen, I wouldn't mind it if my husband did it either, but he's my husband, and I would, like, know the spirit behind it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's better when you ask for it and when it doesn't just suddenly come into your inbox. And it's not going to be the most seductive thing you could send her.
That's the key, Dr. Laura. So thank you, Courtney.
Except for Courtney.
Thank you so much, Courtney.
Hold on. Courtney needs some pizza. I think Courtney deserves some Lou Malnati's, don't you?
You enjoy your guy's junk and some Lou Malnati's.
Junk and some pizza.
Do they want us associated with this? We'll give you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. I'm just not even
going
to go there.
I'm sure Lou Malnati's is thrilled about this.
Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
Courtney, hang on. Mike's going to get your info, okay? Hold on.
Yes, and Dr. Laura Berman, can you hang on? Because we have more questions.
Sure.
If we're still here.
We'll be right back.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so, FCC has not called yet, so it's still Kathy Hart and Frank Fontana on
for now.
720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, appreciating this beautiful Chicago view. It's just so awesome. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and calm down and stop talking about junk.
I'm going to say, way to change the topic. look at the view. How about those bears?
No. So Dr. Laura Berman is with us, and we appreciate you hanging on. There's another subject in the news today that has been trending that I kind of would like to get your perspective on. Frank and I are both kind of curious how you feel about this. So the Gillette commercial, all over social media today, people thinking it's fantastic, critics slamming it. But I don't want to play the whole thing because it's like a minute and a half, but Mike is working on some clips from it. But basically, the
37 million views,
wow.
I think.
It just came out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's like for Gillette what Kaepernick was with for Nike. Yeah. I mean, this is big. Yeah.
So basically, it's a new commercial, and it begins with a few men that are about to shave while listening to news reports about bullying and the Me Too movement and toxic masculinity before a voice asks, "Is this the best a man can get?"
A male or female voice?
And then I think it's a male voice.
A male.
And then clips then flash of men engaging in bad behavior, from grabbing women's butts to saying boys will be boys, to dismiss kids fighting, diminishing a female colleague. So there's some people like Piers Morgan that are taking offense to it and saying, you know, it's vindictive man-hating war on Gillette's loyal customers. God forbid a man should ever want to be strong. I'll get to that quote in a bit. And then there's other women that are saying, you know, this ad is amazing. It made me cry. It's the kind of world I want my son to grow up in. To all the men offended by this, take a good hard look in the mirror and ask yourself why you're offended. So, Dr. Laura, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, I can speak to the commercial, but I think it's the reason that the critics are upset is not so much, you know, if the commercial is in isolation, you know, that would be one thing, but it triggers, you know, and even for me as a mom of three boys, and I think I'm raising three snags, sensitive new age guys, you know, that like are not, you know, are the best they can be, but it worries me because I watch and hear, and I'm, you know, I'm a feminist and I love women and I want to empower women, but I do have a problem with all of the man hating and bashing. Now, with regard to this commercial, you know, I watched it and It was actually a beautiful message, and what they were trying to do was to say, look, there's a let's create a different sense of masculinity, that we're not sissies if we cry, that it's okay not to fight, that when you see someone bullying, you step in and stop it, and you're not just a bystander saying boys will be boys, you know, that you're teaching your kids a different way to resolve conflict than kicking and fighting on the ground, you know?
Sure.
And that doesn't mean, that's very different than saying that you can't be masculine and you can't be strong, because every relationship, whether you're, you know, two women, two men, a man, a woman, whatever, you need that polarity. And for men, you know, if they're going to be with a woman in her femininity successfully, they need to be in their masculinity. And I do watch even my boys struggle in their classes and even with their teachers sometimes. And, you know, my kid who's now a senior in college, I remember at the end of high school was like being ganged up in his honors biology class, which was mostly women who were just so furious with men. And it's hard for a man who is a decent guy to contend with all the negativity and, you know, it's almost like the pendulum has swung so far, and I think it often needs to in our society in order to come back to meet middle, but it swung so far that it's like the culture of the oppressed, you know, that there's just so much throwing out the little poor little male baby with the bathwater, in my opinion. But I liked the commercial. I thought it was a great message.
Hear it.
Me too. And I think, let's, Mike put together some clips, so let's hear it.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't laugh it off.
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says
it's not. We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing, to act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are.
Interesting.
So I think a lot of it, Dr. Laura, is just that we've had generations of this happening. The boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And in a lot of situations, I don't think any harm was intended. It's just...
Right.
It's how so many people grew up with all these stereotypes.
And it's how they're socialized, and it's the conditioning. And so, yeah, I mean, what they're saying is let's change the message.
Yes.
Let's change the conversation, and let's change the definition of what masculinity is. And there isn't, just like there hasn't really been, only in recent years, a model of what a feminine woman in her power looks like. You know, think 80s. Women on Wall Street trying to dress like men and act like men in order to fit in with men, you know, versus today, right? This is where we are in the opposite way with men. It's not about being in your masculinity isn't okay. You can be in your masculinity with compassion and respect and consideration for everyone, including women, but even for your fellow man. And it's not about not having feelings and using violence. You can be super macho and not have either, you know, not do either of those things.
Right. I mean, you can still be a strong man, but not be a misogynistic jerk.
See, I'm the only guy here on this show right now, and I have said nothing. So I'm feeling a little left out.
You're
and,
not getting a word in.
I can't. I mean, but I do have something to say about it.
I wish we could talk more. We are going to.
No, we got to go take a break.
We're going to go into a news break. I know, right?
No, that's okay.
We could talk a lot more about it. But Dr. Laura Berman, where can we find you? Where can other people find you if they want to reach out?
Well, you can listen to my radio show. I have one every weeknight called Uncovered Radio. If you just go to uncoveredradio.com, you can find where it's playing near you. And you can go to drlauraberman.com and see everything that I'm up to.
Thanks,
fantastic. Matt. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. After the news, we're going to be talking about who got suspended in sixth grade for humping a tree.
Not me. That wasn't me. Maybe Kathy.
But we're so late. So we're going to come. We're not doing news right now, right?
No, we'll take a quick break
coming
and then we'll get back with Andrea. And
got
she'll,
it. I'm getting
maybe
the
she
of
humped a tree. Who knows?
Embarrass her again. All right. We're coming right back on WGN.